everybody, welcome back to Finding My Perfect Awkward. And this week I am with Dana Schaefer, and it is my favorite thing in the world. Hi, Dana.
Hello. What an intro. I'm thrilled.
It is one of my favorite things in the world. I actually I didn't first hear about you at Free For All. I first heard about you during the I was not at it, but during the time of Morning Show Boot Camp is when I first heard about Dana Schaefer.
Oh.
And it is, yeah. And I was like, huh, another radio friend that we all have in common. That's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's funny because I didn't hear about really anyone until Morning Show Boot Camp or after. And that's why I love it so much. And I'm such a huge advocate for it because, you know, it's great. But yeah, it was just so funny until Free For All. Then obviously I knew more about you and everyone else, but it's so funny because all are in this really, I say circle using quotations, but really it's a giant circle of people that
yeah.
And I'm on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast.
West
right?
Coast, yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah, that's West Coast. We qualify it.
Yeah, but still it's completely opposite of East Coast, right? So it's now I feel like I'm in your circle of West Coast people.
Well, and radio is such a small world anyway. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And because there's so many different departments and so many different aspects of it. So there's a lot of people, but it's such a small world. Somebody knows somebody that you know from somewhere.
Exactly. And
with Morning Show Boot Camp, with Free For All, with Radio Fan, with Marie, that becomes more and more evident. We all know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's a nice, big, dysfunctional family.
Well, let's start with radio. How did you get into radio? Did you start as a street teamer somewhere? Did you hear it from a friend of a friend?
Well, I mean, I always loved radio. I guess I say I always loved radio, but I really loved TV first. But, you know, huge props to my grandma and stuff, because basically the story that I always tell is you know, growing up, I always watched ABC 7 with my grandma. And meanwhile, we'd be baking a cake or something. So those are my two passions of mine. And I have them tatted on my arms. I have a microphone and I have the whisk. So, you know, and you can see it at least right there and there. And I joke.
Oh,
hey.
You do.
Yeah. So I'm if I ever, you know, forget what I do for a living, I have my resume tattooed on me. You know, it's stupid joke.
No, you actually do.
Yeah. But they're my two passions. And so you know, I would listen to the boom box back in the day when my grandma would play it in the living room all the time. She'd just be playing radio nonstop, and it was CD 101.9, which was smooth jazz. Such a grandma radio station, right? But it's great. And so then from there, you know, I just always kind of wanted to do that. I'd fangirl if I saw an Eyewitness News truck driving down my street or something, and I would go out of my way to network when I could, at charity baseball games that they used to have for WPLJ, which was a radio station in New York, and ABC 7. And then from there, you know, in college, finally I started at the college radio station and also did the TV network, but I just stuck with radio ever since. And then, you know, I had an off chance that the executive producer of WPLJ came into my radio show that day. And then from there, I was like, hey, yeah, I'd love to intern with you guys. And then so then I got an interview, I got it. And then from there, I did street team. And then I got full time. And then I went down to, I went down to news because 1010 Winds was in the CBS radio building in New York. And it was a floor down. So I went down to news. Yeah, gotcha. I always say that. I'm like, no one knows that, Dana. Stop saying that.
You didn't downgrade. You literally went down a level in a building.
Yes. I don't know why I say that, but it's everyone knows, you know, the CBS radio building, which was Entercom then and then now Odyssey. But then, yeah, from there I went to LA for a little bit. So I was part of the West Coast circle for a little bit. I did Kiss FM and KFI. And that was really fun. But at a point, I was super broke because, unfortunately, as a lot of people on radio know, radio doesn't always pay well. Especially
going to radio for the money.
Yeah. And that's what I always say to people and kids, especially in conferences. I'm like, if you really love radio and you're not in it for the money, you will be successful. If you are looking for money, do anything else. Like, pretty much, like, honestly. But I just went out to LA and it was great and I loved it. But, you know, I was getting like $10 an hour and I was paying like a grand a month. So like I was living literally paycheck to paycheck on, and I knew that I was doing that and it was fine. But then I was like, okay, I'm going to move home. So I moved home for a little bit and got my job at ABC News, ABC News Radio.
Awesome. So. And that's where you're at now.
It is. Yes.
Awesome. And what do you do there? What's like your...
Yes. Well, I'm a producer.
You're a producer. So, okay.
Yeah. I mean, but like another thing that I always say is like producer is such an umbrella term, right? Like you could be like, for instance, one time when I was a producer, I was like clipping stories out of a newspaper and making photocopies of it and then answering phone calls. But then another one, like I'm producing like a legit full show, booking guests, making the stories, like doing everything. And then now with ABC, it's like, you know, I'm producing the podcasts, I'm producing their audio, their video portal, doing interviews, doing ABC news specials for the holidays, voicing my own stuff, writing it for online and web. So like granted, like ABC is huge and it's awesome that I get to do all that, because a lot of the times ABC has the radio affiliates, like, you know, like I know KFI, 1010 Winds, those type, they're all radio affiliates of ABC News Radio. So it's really cool because like I worked on that side and now I work on the other side. So it's like, I know what they're looking for both ways. You know what I mean? So it's pretty legit.
And when you say producer, like we all think, I mean, I don't know about we all, but I at first think board op, you know, I'm like, okay, like you're producing a show, you're pushing the buttons, you're making sure they're on the air, you're making sure it flows smoothly, they don't go off the air. But it's more than that. It's you have to book their guests and you get to say something sometimes and you have to be ready for everything. And like, there's a lot more to it when you say producer than just pushing buttons and making sure they're on the air, which is important. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. Exactly.
Yeah. But there is a lot more to it too.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. Board opping is super fun too. I never was a board op, but like, obviously like sometimes when they needed someone, like I would do it, but it was just, it's fun. I love pressing buttons, pushing people.
Pushing buttons are so much fun. Honestly, it's one of my favorite things.
Isn't it?
I don't know, it's just like, I even if I don't say anything, which I mean, saying stuff and talking is obviously another one of my favorite things,
of course,
but even if I just get to push buttons and not say anything, it's like, ooh, I get to make sure that they are on the air, and like I get to push this and then slide this up and then push this button. It's great.
It's like if I push this button right now, I'll make them talk, like now they're talking thanks to me. You're welcome. Like, hot it up, right? Like, you're welcome.
exactly. No, it's my favorite thing. Radio is my favorite thing. I just recently got into sports radio, which I did not think I would love, and I love it. I didn't really think I would be in love with AM radio, or sports. And it's amazing. It's so cool. I got my taste of FM music and now I'm getting my taste in AM sports, and it's like this whole new world.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Like, so like, what are you doing like in radio right now? Like, what's the.
So at this present moment, I am a receptionist at one of the clusters here. And I've been doing that for a few months, but I am soon making a transition to go full-time into sports, because since I started I've just been helping them with whatever they need that I can like fill in hours for. But I'm about to make my transition from receptions to full-time sports.
Ooh, that's fun though. Do you like sports?
I didn't think I would love it. But I do. I love
were you a sports fan? Were you like, did you watch sports ever?
Just hockey.
Just okay. Hockey. Okay. So hockey is my forte. Love hockey. VGK, HSK, or I'm sorry, Vegas Golden Knights, Henderson Silver Knights. I have to realize that I'm talking to somebody who does not live here and would not know what HSK stands for.
FYI, there's a train coming. I live right by a train station. So if you hear it, do you hear that noise?
No.
No. Okay, good. No. Because it gets very loud and obnoxious here. So good thing you don't hear it, because I do. But anyway.
I'm so sorry for you. No, but I'm good. I'm also one of the only people in my building that says HSK, and they're like, Kira, you can say Henderson Silver Knights. It's okay. You can say the full words. Henderson Silver Knights is the minor league hockey team, and then obviously VGK is the major league. But I was a huge fan before I got into sports radio. And then now, since being in sports radio, I'm learning baseball, and then I'm learning a little bit of basketball at this present moment, and then I'm just kind of sprinkling in some football. Oh, now I heard some
of
it.
Did you hear? Okay. Yeah. It's like, she got to hear it at some point.
Now I do. Choo-choo. Yeah, I hear it. No,
we're fine. Oh, God.
No, but you have your own hype train. It's fine.
Yeah. Really? But I'm so successful. I just think it's for me.
But yeah, so I'm into hockey. Number one, was into hockey before, but now I'm wanting to learn more about other sports, because now that I was using my love for hockey to get me through with helping with the sports department. And now, since I'm going full time in the sports department, I'm like, okay, I need to buckle down and actually pay attention and learn these other sports, because these other sports are not as fast paced, not as mentally stimulating.
Yeah.
Lack of a better word. Not as these are more boring.
Yeah. Do you like football?
Okay. To be fair, though, I don't know a lot about it. Which is, again, with, like, me trying to learn it. If I don't know a lot about it, I won't pay attention.
Yeah.
So I know more about hockey than anything else, which is why I pay so much attention to it. But I don't know anything about hockey. About football. And I don't know much about baseball either. So.
Mm-hmm. Getting into sports. So. Everything way over my head. I mean, like, I've been going to, like, every single football game that's in this area for the last, like, 2-3 months with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But I just came back from Tampa, like, literally yesterday, because I got him an anniversary gift to see Giants and the Buccaneers.
Okay, you're like, I don't know who that is. Her face, I have to say her face. This is like, I don't know how to say this or who they are.
I want to make sure that I'm sounding correct. But I know Tom Brady's on there, and it's really cool to see Tom Brady.
Yeah, so. Tom Brady is on the Buccaneers. That is fantastic that you know that, but you don't know how to say the team name.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. It's all right. I just want to make sure, you know. But it was fun, and we went there, and I was just, like, in the crowd, and my best friend from childhood actually brought her boyfriend too, because he's a big football fan. So we sat next to each other. It was hysterical because, like, we don't know anything about sports, and so, like, I'm just screaming, I'm like, yeah, sports, like, woo! And then, like, we're just, like, going back at it between each other, and then, like, our boyfriends are just like, oh my god, what have we done?
I mean, they could have gone on a guy date, like, they could have gone with each other and just been like a bromance date.
They basically hung out the whole time, and then we were just kind of, like, you know, roaming around looking at all the things.
That's basically what I did. So I've gone to a few baseball games, and if you have fun, like, if you drink a little bit at baseball games, you're, yeah, it's, you can relax a little and actually pay attention to the game. Just yeah. because it like you stop paying attention to how bored you are. But but
so have fun at sports radio.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. No, but it's just I don't know. Baseball, like I'm good for the first five innings.
Oh, it's a long game.
But then, yeah, but then I'm like, this game should be over by now, right? Oh, it's only the fifth inning? Okay. There's this... nine? Okay.
I'm just going to say this, like, podcast now is just turning to women who are talking about sports. Like, it's just like...
sports, like, woo!
Yeah, like, go sports! Women trying to comprehend sports.
I am trying to learn, though. Like, it's all yeah. about this thing that there are a lot of people, girls and guys, who... don't want to learn about something, don't want to learn about whether it be sports or whatever it is, and then they try either try to make it seem like they know more than they actually do, or they don't want to learn anything, and then they try to get into the department or the aspect of it to try to learn, and then don't want to learn. Like yeah. there's those two types of people, and I don't want to be either one of those people. I really, really, right? really, yeah. truly want to learn and am doing my best to start.
Look, I'll learn, but I'm also going to totally own it when I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. And I'll just exactly. act completely clueless. Like, it's fine.
Be like, oh my God, they fumbled. Oh,
no. Cool. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Just like that. And then.
I have no idea what a fumble means. I know that's football. I yeah. know what a field goal is. I know what a touchdown is. I'm not going to, like, mistake it for, like, oh, my God, they got a basket. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I love that. I'm like, oh, what inning is it? And everyone's like, Dana, we're talking about football right now. I'm like, oh, four innings?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
But I do know when they say, oh, it's first and 10, all I know is that there was a cheer. In my when I was in marching band, because I was in marching band, I was in the drum line, and then this is in high school, and so we'd watch the football games, we'd play, you know, for the football games, and the cheerleaders would always say, first and 10, do it again, we want a touchdown. So anytime I hear first and 10, I start saying that, because I'm like, it's got to mean something.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's like being like on one of the God. Here we go. It's gonna be like you're on.
The, is it like yeah. you're on the 10th, the 10 yeah, like yard
the,
line,
the 10 yard line, and it, I guess it's like the first down, and then so like
down,
I guess
10. Oh, that is the first down.
So I guess it's like you're very close. Kira and Dana try to explain sports. New episodes coming every week.
Oh, no. Can you imagine? Be like, okay, we're going to go over. Can you imagine? I mean, that would be so great. We would just take the games that had played that week and we're like, yeah. let's break it down for you. This guy
break
with the
it down
hair.
For fellow women that have no idea about sports, that are dating someone or just want to learn about sports yes. and they are struggling. Family, maybe it's their dad that loves sports, whatever it may be. We got you covered.
And if we're wrong, at least you sound right.
we just see this is what producers do and like everything, you know, this is it. We just made something.
I mean, honestly, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good matchup. We should
hear this. They better hire us because we make fantastic content. Clearly.
So funny. I was like, what's a first and 10? What is that? It's a first down. It means they're on the 10 yard line. No, but like with baseball, it's a whole other thing. Like football, there's four quarters.
Yeah.
And a cool halftime show. Sometimes. And then sometimes. And then in baseball, there's nine innings, but there's sometimes only 8.5 innings.
Because yeah.
half inning is actually an inning.
Yep. That's
to you, right? Yep. But like every half inning is actually an inning for the team. So like one team has half, the other team has half.
See, I told ABC News when I joined their team, I was like, hey, if you want to be successful, don't put me on sports. I said that. I said that. And they're like, oh, you don't like sports? I was like, no, it's not that I don't even like sports. It's just that I will never learn it. Like, no matter. I mean, I could probably. I'm learning about football, but like, just plenty other people that love sports. Don't put me on.
You know the sport I can't get into or understand, and I can't seem to want to? Soccer.
See, I used to play soccer when I was a kid, but...
See, so, like, you would understand a little bit, but I just can't, like... It's 90 minutes.
Yeah, but isn't there a few innings or something?
There's, like, two halves. Two 45-minute halves, and it counts up. Instead of down. I've
played soccer in so long.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then the offsides or the out of bounds or something is like not where the lines are.
Yeah, like there's different lines for it and stuff.
Yeah, but you can't see them. You have to pay attention to where the players are, because if the player, I don't know. Somebody tried to explain it to me and I don't understand.
All I know is that when I was a kid, it was probably very different than actual soccer leagues, but I just wanted to kick people. So
you were the one that was like, "Let me kick her in the shin."
Just like, yep. Basically, I got flagged a few times for kicking.
Oh, Dana!
What? I was like, they were in my way. Like, tell them to move.
Get out of my way.
Yeah. Whatever. Hockey was fun. I liked playing hockey in high school because then I would just whack them. Yeah, floor hockey, not like ice hockey or anything, but just floor hockey. But like any of the kids that really annoyed me in class, I'd just like take the hockey stick and just whack it in their legs, and they'd be like, ah. But like my gym teacher, who I think is now fired because of probably reasons like this, he would just laugh and egg me on to do it more. So I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
he just probably went bye-bye. He's probably not there anymore.
Yeah, you know, I tried and that was it. And I just did softball and it was great because, like, you know, my dad and I would practice like every day, and he'd throw the softball like all the way into the sky. And then like I'd grab my glove and I'd catch it. I'm like, yeah, like this is great. And then, you know, I was ready for my first day of practice. And this girl, Brie, if she ever listens to this, still hold resentment and I don't care. But like, we haven't talked since. I'm just saying, well, kind of, sort of. But yeah, like, I'm sorry, but we're practicing throwing the ball to each other. We're basically playing catch. And she's just like, hey, Dana. And like, meanwhile, my face is like to the side talking to my coach. So I'm like, yeah, Brie. And I turn forward because now I'm like, what does she want? And she threw the ball meanwhile. And so by that time, when I turned my head, it clocked me out, blacked out. I was wearing a white sweater. I woke up. My sweater was bloody red. And I was in the grass. And then I had to call my dad. I had to go to the hospital. I had to get my nose checked. They said, okay, well, it's fine right now. Just let it heal. I was like bruised up my whole face. It was hysterical. I wish I had pictures. But I wish we had cell phones like that back then. Like what we have now. Because I'd have so many pictures of it. It's fantastic. But yeah. Yeah, so that happened, and my doctor's like, okay, well, if you break it again or something, you might need surgery, so kind of lay off the balls to the face. And I was just like, okay.
Great, I will keep that in mind.
Yeah. And then it's always been like an ongoing joke with that, like, Tina, balls in her face. And I was just like, okay, you're immature.
Balls in your face, yeah. But, no, so how did you break your toes?
Another very, see, this is perfect. Finding my perfect awkward, right? So, like, this is,
yeah.
Here we are. So, yep. I was on the Disney cruise, and my dad and I decided to race, you know, across the cruise line, just, like, to have some fun because I'm like seven and I love racing people. So I decided to take a shortcut instead of being on like the balcony part of the cruise ship. I go mm-hmm. by the pool part, and they have that like little shuffleboard like right next to the pool for like old people or whatever right. to like shuffle.
Yeah, and fun.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it is. But
shuffleboard's fun.
Yeah, but it was like a one that you like would use a like a broom or something and okay. and put this big
like one of the push
pucks. Yeah, 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 that thing, like curling or something. I don't know what it is. But like uh-huh. whatever. But anyway, the floor was wet to do this game, right? And so I'm like running and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take a shortcut, I'm gonna beat him. So I run and I slip and I fall on my back. And then there's a gazebo right in front of this thing where they're having a huge ice display reveal at that moment. And I slam into the gazebo feet first on the floor and I break my toes. And now everyone's looking at this ice sculpture. And now they see this 7-year-old child decrepit on the floor crying.
Oh no.
And her father running, speeding past her, not knowing that she just fell.
Oh,
do you imagine no. like what they probably thought? Like, is this guy crazy? But luckily we knew someone on the cruise that we met like at the airport. So she uh-huh. recognized me. And so she was like running after my dad. She's like, hey, Bob, wait. And he's like, oh no.
Bob, your kid's on the floor. Stop running.
Stop running away. So that's how I broke my toes. Yeah. So.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm dying.
Okay. It's all right. I had a train pass me before and now you have a coughing thing. It's okay.
Yeah, it's great. So I don't have any like cool stories like that, but like I've broken my elbow and wrist at the same time, my wrist again, split my spleen, broke my collarbone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Spleen.
I did. So I was riding my scooter with a friend of mine when I was 8. And I went up this driveway and went down this driveway. And you know how, like, kids like to go downhill because they're really fast. Oh, yeah, of course.
Just like right? We love races. It's fine.
Yeah, right. So you go down. I went down this hill and I went to turn to go on the sidewalk. And I tripped. Like, I kind of tripped. And the handlebars to the scooter went into my stomach.
Oh, my God.
And it, like, pushed me forward. Or I, like, pushed the entire thing forward and fell on the ground. And later that night, I started, like, throwing up, and it was, like, really gross, and it wasn't, like, normal. So then I went in, and then I get to the, oh, my God. So here we go. I go into the hospital, right? And the nurse, the first thing she has me to, I'm in there for a split spleen, right? Like, I don't know it's a split spleen yet, but I'm in there for that, right? Mm-hmm. This lady has me jump up and down. I'm sitting there. She walks in, and she's like, can you jump up and down for me? No, my mom threw her out of the room and was like, we want somebody else.
Why would she want that? What would that help?
I have no to see maybe if I throw up. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly, because why would you want me to? I have no idea.
That's insane.
It was so, so stupid. So dumb. But that was that. And then there was, I broke my elbow and my wrist at the same time because I was trying to be Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair. And then I broke my collarbone because this girl that I was best friends with at the time, but not really best friends with, she hated me. Yeah, that's okay. I ended up on the bottom of a bitch pile because we all, that sounds weird, but they were all a bunch of divas. For lack of a better term. And I slid down this jumpy slide. And they were like, oh, let's go all together. And they didn't go all together. I went first. They toppled on top of me.
Oh,
and broke my collarbone. And nobody believed me for 3 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
For 3 hours, I'm telling my mom, my shoulder hurts. And she's like, you're being dramatic. I'm like, really? Because 3 hours later, it still hurts. And she's like, okay, still, we're gonna go to the hospital. Okay.
Jeez, great. Louise. Oh my goodness gracious. What in the world?
Yeah, my mom wanted to wrap me in bubble wrap.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, we have some great stories of broken bones and stuff like that, I will say.
We sure do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We sure do. Honestly, though, mine's not as cool as sliding into an ice sculpture gazebo and your dad running past you and almost not knowing it was his kid that broke her toes.
Right? Great parent. Parent of the Year award. It's fine.
It's fine. I've only been on one cruise, and it was to Mexico. And I thought it was going to be like this huge, like it was so much fun. Yeah. Once I got on shore, once I got to Mexico and was like doing all that stuff, it was the time of my life. But on the boat, my Dramamine was my best friend.
That stuff is great. Even on like flights and stuff like that. I took that on like long flights and junk, but I also do deep sea fishing sometimes. So.
Oh.
Yeah, but you can get really seasick, and Dramamine's fantastic for that.
Dramamine's amazing. Excuse me, I'm dying. No, but Dramamine is like, I had to take it to sleep because I could not sleep through the night without getting seasick.
Oh, God. I used to get vertigo a lot. We should just knock on wood because we're talking about all this crazy stuff. I'm just going to knock on my bed frame.
Knock, knock, knock.
No thanks.
I get motion sick so easy, though. With age, I've gotten more and more motion sick. Just driving in a car, sometimes I'm like, oh.
You make me old.
It was really bad when I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was like 4, 5, 6, it was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I could at least control it, and it was okay. Teenage years, okay. And then all of a sudden, I turned like 20, 21, and I can't even spit in a swirly chair anymore because I get too motion sick.
Well, I'm like asking people now, I'm like, you know, what's 30 like? Because like, I'm dang near right there, right on the cusp of 30. And I'm like, you know, when I was your age.
You're not that much older than me.
I mean, no, I know. I'm just teasing. That's like my boyfriend. He's like, Dana, we're like 5 years apart. We're like, I'm so much older than you. I'm like, you're really not. Like, all my friends are 5 plus 10 years older than me. What are you talking about? I'm in radio. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. Like, I used to like travel, take a day trip to LA, not sleep for 3 days. I worked Christmas, like the 2 a.m. shift at 1010 Winds, and I didn't sleep for like dang near 5 days straight until like I literally would take like a nap or like an hour or two nap in between the days, and that was about it. Like, it was insane. And now I get 5 hours of sleep, and I'm like, oh God, I got a migraine. Like, I'm dead. Like, what the heck? I don't drink. I literally don't ever drink because I just can't. Same. I can't do it. Can't. So I don't know. Same.
Drinking. That's an interesting topic. So I don't drink anymore.
Those 2 years were rough. I'm just
kidding. No, it's not like I was like drinking all the time, and I didn't really ever drink. These car lights through my window are like blinding me.
Oh my God, I see them. You see them?
Yeah, blind. Blinding me. Holy cow. Move down. No, but like there was this one time. So back in July, going back.
Rewind.
I went on a trip to see a family member, and on the day that I was going to head back to Las Vegas, I decided that since I didn't have to leave for the airport until 6 o'clock, that we were just going to all like go out and, you know, we're going to eat all day, But with eating comes, you know, a mimosa or, you know, whatever. I had two espresso martinis and four screwdrivers throughout the day. And the flight there was fine. I don't remember the drive home back to the house to pack my stuff. My cousin packed for me. But then I got on the plane. The plane was fine. I got to the airport and I could not leave. Like, I got actually sick. I could not get off the floor at the airport.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? How about we just not do this anymore? I'm okay.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens, I feel like. And when I was in Nashville maybe a few months ago, and, you know, I was like, all right, like, I never drink. When in Rome, I'm in Nashville with my boyfriend, like, let's have fun. We're dancing on the dance floors, you know, we're two-step and we're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, by the time we got to the airport, mind you, we went early in the day and then we had to go to the airport at like 4.
Yeah.
So then when we got to the airport, by the time I got onto the plane, I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I got like a 2-hour flight or whatever. And like, then it's like taking longer. And then I'm like, maybe like 45 minutes before landing, I'm like huffing and puffing. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to die. I don't know what to do. No. Like, I want to throw up. Like, I'm hungry. I'm nauseous. But I made it. But I was dead.
It's the worst when you're on a flight, and this is like drinking or not, this is just nausea on a plane, and you have two people next to you within inches of you, if not pressed up right on you, mm-hmm. and you're like, I want to die, I need to throw this up, there's no barf bags, how do I go about this? Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to make fun of, like, are they going to look at me and judge me? Are they going to, like, what is going to happen if I need to throw up? How do I get through this?
I also think on any kind of public transportation, like buses and or planes, especially planes, but, like, you can have a choice of food to eat. Like, you can eat whatever you want. But don't bring something that once you crack it open has this disgusting pungent smell that's going to make you sick. Because this woman sitting next to me yesterday had some kind of weird kale wrapped salad sandwich thing that she just opened up and I wanted to throw up. And I was like, I have another like 2 hours with you. But then it wound up being a 5-hour like flight in the plane. Like, it just like... It was a crazy day yesterday. Granted, it's like Thanksgiving week, so I get it. But like, woman, why'd you have to bring that like sandwich?
That doesn't even sound good.
It looked disgusting. And I can't. Ugh. Anyway.
Ew. That's why you just don't eat healthy. You don't eat healthy you stay away from that. Because everything that could be healthy for you just looks and smells disgusting.
Just have a cupcake.
Kale, one of those things. Have a cupcake. Cupcakes have never harmed anybody.
Exactly. No one's hated a cupcake before.
No, you just... That's at least what we tell ourselves. Like, you just go that route.
Exactly.
Although, I got lucky. The one time I ever had to... So... I'm deathly allergic to bananas. I can't be around them, like smelling them or anything. And the only time I've ever been in a similar situation is when she was about to peel a banana. And I was like, excuse me, can you please just not open that? And I was scared that she was going to be like, oh, I can't eat my food on the plane. Like, you're going to tell me that I can't eat this on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was so scared that she was going to have an attitude. She goes, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I won't eat it. I'm so sorry. You have an allergy. I totally get it. I'm a nurse. I was like, thank God. I could not have better luck in this moment.
Yeah, for real. Oh my goodness. Could you imagine? She's like, I'm going to eat my banana. And you're just like,
ugh. You're like, okay, let me hold my breath for 2 hours. Thank you.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. But I'm like, that luck. I could not have gotten any luckier in that moment. But that's the only time that I've ever had to really endure something. Like, I've never had to have... Nobody ever farted in the plane where we all had to, like, I had a friend who had to evacuate because somebody farted. And it was so bad because you share the air. No way. So they had to evacuate and then change planes.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It was so bad that, like, it was either one person or multiple people, but either way, like, the air quality was so bad that they had to change planes because the smell and the air quality was just so bad.
Oh.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine being that person. Or maybe that was a news article and not a friend. But either way, like, can you imagine being that person who, like, farts and then they're like, hey, so the air quality is no longer good enough for us to stay. We have to change planes. Like, first of all, do not call me out. Because, you know, they're going to know where the smell origin is. Like, they're going to know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But don't call that person out. Don't make it worse for them than it already is. You're already going to have to evacuate. Do not make their lives any more miserable, especially if it was on accident. Because sometimes you fart on accident. If it's an accident, oh, can you imagine? Oh, I can't imagine.
I would die if I had to deal with something like that. If someone, like, literally farted and it was that painful of a smell. Oh, God.
I can see it happening. I can't imagine being the person who farts and have that happen to me. I would die of embarrassment. Like, I don't. Yeah. That would not be my perfect awkward.
No, it would not.
No, I did not do well.
It's kind of amazing, though, that we didn't even, like, kind of, like, plan of what we were talking about, but it turns out to be right to speed, like, with what we're going for. I feel like finding our perfect awkward, right?
You know what's funny, though, is that, like, I've had a lot of people, so I'm definitely really awkward. I'm socially awkward in a lot of situations.
Definitely.
But I've had a lot of people tell me I'm not awkward.
Right?
And I'm like, that cute. And it's like, it's not like people who, like, just met me. It's people that have known me for a couple to a few years, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, how am I not?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, I buffer. I make mouth noises when I'm uncomfortable. So, like, that's how it became my thing, that I make mouth noises. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you do that? What?
Like, you're, like, stuck in your tongue. Yeah, yeah. But you just got my one friend, she always hated, like, that sound, and, like, also, like, she hates that fat, like, on your tricep, like, that flaps, like, this bit, you know, because I obviously got it right there, you know, see me flapping it, so I would go, like, oh, I'm just flapping my wings, and she'd be like, ew, Dana, stop it, it's gross, and I'm like,
I love it.
You're saying I'm gross? I can't help that, it's my arm fat.
I love it so much. So, like, you make mouth noises too. Do you have, like, mouth noises that you can't stand other people to do?
I hate just hearing people chew.
Oh, it's the worst.
It frustrates me so much. Like, I always have to put, like, background noise on. And, like, if I don't, like, I start getting frustrated. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're closer to me, then maybe I can deal with it a little bit more. But, like, man, gets me going.
Can't. Somebody chewed in my ear today. Like, I was on my computer at work, and somebody came up behind me chewing, and they were going to do something on my computer that I needed help with. And they come up right at my ear and chew. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'm going to do it myself and figure it out, because I can't have you chew in my ear.
Yeah, no, thank you. Oh,
I couldn't. It's the worst. Or licking your fingers. That sound, the like, I can't do the. Yeah, the, like, slurping, but, like, on skin on skin.
Well,
which sounds, like, weird.
Yeah, no, right. Skin. Well, that was, like, the chick at the in the airport, or, like, in the air, the plane with me, and she was eating that already disgustingly smelly wrap thing that she had going on, but she also was licking her fingers, like, just like the whole time. And it was just like, what are you doing? And not only that, like, look, granted, this is my second time getting acrylic nails. I'm learning it. It's kind of cool, right? But they're not that long. They're like a half an inch, not even, like, I don't know, maybe like, yeah, what, 3 centimeters? Thanks.
Yeah.
Off of my nails. So they're pretty much like normal nails. They're just thicker. But she had like these nails that were like, I'm not even kidding, probably 2 inches, 2 inches off, like long. So I'm just, knowing me with these new acrylic nails, like how something can get stuck underneath them and kind of, you know, like she was eating this stuff and it was messy and it was just, I saw it like under her nails and then she's licking it, but it's like also like she's licking like this like 2 inch like nail, like, you know, like literally like,
so disgusting. That just made me lightheaded. That is so disgusting.
I can't think about her nails. It was just, it was too much.
Ooh, that's so bad. That is so bad.
I mean, I look, the top of her nail looked great, but the bottom of her nail was like brown and weird. And I was like,
ew. I am lightheaded. I can't. Oh, that's and, so nasty. And show. chewing makes me, like, the sound of chewing makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
Because I get so frustrated so fast that my body doesn't know how to handle it.
And loud noises, like that train always frustrates me. Like, I hate loud noises too. Like, if anyone's like really raising their voice, like screaming or like anything, like, can't do it.
Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like people yelling at me either.
Yeah, right?
No. I mean, I just don't like that in general, but yeah.
Yeah, same.
Just don't yell at me.
I don't know, it's okay. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you this because people say like, or like that you're not awkward, right? Or like that you're not weird or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So when you, like, if people say, like, oh, you're, like, if they do say you are, if you're quirky or you're, like, oh, like, you're a little awkward or, oh, weird or something, like, if they say that to you, do you take that as a compliment or an insult?
Depending on who's saying it.
Right? Okay.
Like, depending on who says it. Like, there are some people that say it and I'm, like, oh, but, like, you knew me when I was, like, not as awkward and like you know what though, like when I'm called awkward, I take it as a compliment by anybody. If I'm called like shy, I hate being called shy. Mm-hmm. I hate it because there was a time when I really was shy. I really was to myself. I was actually socially and unconfidently awkward as a human, not just socially, like I never said anything. I would just stand there awkwardly. And there are people that knew me when I was like that. And now I'm not like that. I talk and like what I say is awkward, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, I hate being called shy. They're like, oh, she's just shy. No, I'm socially awkward. Like I'm saying something.
I've worked hard to not be shy anymore. Exactly. Don't you dare insult me like that.
Right. And if they don't know me, if they didn't know me at that time, now I'm not even going to say that because I'm not shy. Like, I'll talk to anybody. I'm one of those people that talks to people in elevators.
I love talking to strangers, so that's just me.
It's so fun. Like, in an elevator, and somewhere I don't think I'm going to get, you know, physically injured. But, like, if I'm in a, when I'm in an elevator, I'm like, so, how is everybody doing?
Right?
If it's a holiday, I'm like, well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, have a great day. And they're just like, okay.
Exactly. You're like, oh my god, I love your shoes. Or, oh my god, your hair looks so good today.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah, you gotta spread the kindness and stuff, so whatever.
Exactly. I don't know. But yeah, shy, I take... Is there anything that, like, you take offense to when you're called, like, quirky, or...
No, I mean, because, like, everyone, like... already calls me that, and it's like since like I was a kid, they'd be like, "Oh, Dana," like that's just literally like what they'd mock me, like, "Hi, I'm Dana." I'm like, "What the frick, man?" And so like people are like, "Oh my god, I love it how like just like your little quirks and you're just like kind of weird," and then I'm like, "Thanks, but do I?" Am I
thanks,
supposed
I guess,
to take that as a compliment or an insult? Because what are you saying?
Right. Like, it depends who it comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely depends who it comes from.
I was like, huh, okay. But yeah, you know, just roll with it.
All right, Dana. Well, thank you so much for being on this week's episode. It's been like we talked about a whole bunch of random stuff, but I did tell you that there's no plan going into this. I literally get to know you.
Yeah, it's great though. I love it. And like, look, we just made a new show coming up about sports, and I'm thrilled. I can't wait to start.
Everybody, check it out. We're gonna break down sports for you.
I think we just found the name. Perfect.
Oh, Dana, where can everybody find you on social?
I have my very boring name as my like my line, and it's just at Dana M as in Marie Schaefer.
M as in Marie, not K as in Camry.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. M. It's a free-for-all joke. If you didn't watch it, like, they won't know, but they should watch it.
You need to watch free-for-all to get the jokes, okay? You need to be in on the in jokes, inside jokes. No, but it's funny because not funny, but your style on Instagram and your style in general is so cute. I like, there's a picture of a pink suit, like a pink
dress
down suit. Mm-hmm. It is so cute.
Oh,
your style is so, like, what you wore to morning show boot camp, what you post in, it's so cute.
Oh, I appreciate that, because I really don't know how to dress myself, and I try to get into fashion.
Yeah, like, I'm just a toddler. Like, I'm just walking around picking stuff. That looks pretty.
Basic, though, honestly. And, like, a lot of my friends are like, Danny, you got to stop, like, getting striped. You got to stop getting hot pink or this and that. Because, like, literally all my clothes are just, like, stripey, hot pink, like, crazy. But now I just kind of rock it. And I just, like, really bold, bright colors. And I'm like, frick it. Someone's got to do it. So,
honestly, you do you. You wear whatever you want to wear.
Thanks, girl. Thanks. Appreciate it.